We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
This is 5 Minute Friday.
I mean, hunger is a very, very powerful motivator. And when I was living in that trailer park with the kid, like we were on welfare for a while.
Yeah.
I was a dishwasher. I worked in a crappy seafood restaurant as a dishwasher, which now just sort of parenthetically, my favorite piece of advice to give to young people saying, I don't know what I want to do with my life. I say, get a job doing something you hate. Because the fastest way to figure out what you love and where you want to be in life is by spending a lot of time doing something you hate.
So it's miserable.
Yeah. So, you know, spending 50 hours a week scrubbing pots and pans was like, I was just in my head the whole time fantasizing about what I want to do in life.
It's brilliant. I was a truck driver for 3 months, driving from Columbus to Cincinnati and back every day. And it could only go 55 miles an hour, pedal to the metal. And it was so loud and obnoxious, and I couldn't do anything. It was just like the most draining time of my life.
But it got you thinking.
It got me thinking. I was like, what do I need to do to get out of this?
Yeah, and for me at that time in my life, it was sort of, I mean, I guess you could say I was making okay money. I was making enough to like feed my kid and pay my, I think it was $300 in rent, $300 a month rather than mortgage on my trailer. Mm-hmm. But my biggest fear was not being broke, because like when you're at rock bottom and you're on welfare, you can still like afford food.
Get by, yeah.
Yeah, get by might be a stretch. Like I could afford food and I could afford my trailer.
Right.
So it was like we weren't homeless and we weren't starving. So to me, that was absolute destitution. Mm-hmm. Wasn't really like that bad. There's no dignity in it, but still it wasn't.
You weren't on the streets.
That's right. So with that, like my, it's like, what is it? Laszlo's hierarchy of needs.
Laszlo's hierarchy of needs.
Like, so like once
basic needs were met,
then I started to look around and I realized like the greatest fear for this like beautiful little baby boy was that he would grow up and see his dad as a loser. And that is a, once those basic needs are met, that's an incredibly powerful motivator.
Yeah.
Because, you know, my dad, who's absolutely not a loser. But I watched my dad to provide for his family of six. I watched him work 60 hours a week, hating every minute of it. And he came home from work just hating his job. And
but feeling trapped, probably.
I'm sure. Yeah, he had a family to take care of. He struggled. Now he does what he loves. He has a coffee shop now, and he's never been happier.
That's cool.
But I watched that, and like I just saw myself going down that trajectory, and it wasn't just a job that I hated. It was a job that I hated that didn't provide. It was a job that I hated that did nothing but cover those basic needs. And that was the motivator. The catalyst for me giving up and moving to New York and going for it was, I still look back, and I don't know what that was. Like,
right.
There are only like two times in my life where I genuinely have no idea what I was thinking. And I moved to New York City in June of 2001 with $800 and a place to stay for 3 months. And that was it.
Where'd you move from?
Connecticut, like yeah. 3 hours outside the city.
Gotcha. So you'd probably been in the city a number of times.
Sure. Yeah.
So
yeah.
Take the train.
But I knew one person there and I had,
and they let you stay for 3 months.
Yeah, that's exactly right. 3 months and $800, no job, no prospects, no education, no skills.
And how old were you then?
19.
19. And what was the dream to do?
I mean, I wanted to make movies.
But you didn't have the skills yet. You were kind of doing a little bit.
I knew how to edit an iMovie.
Wow.
No, I didn't have any skills. Nothing.
Okay. So you wanted to make movies in New York City, but you had no clue. No connections.
I knew one thing, and I knew that I would never be able to do it in Connecticut.
Right. You knew you had to be there to see what was possible.
Yeah.
Okay. And what happened? What was the turning point?
I mean, it was tough. I bounced out as a bike messenger. It's a horrible job.
I
was a bike messenger, and this is 15 years ago, but it was back when you paid for your cell phone minutes. Remember those days?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
And they would call me on my cell phone to let me know where I had to deliver and pick up packages. And at the end of the first week, my pay was $280, and my cell phone bill for that week was $350.
No.
So it cost me $70 to be a bike messenger.
To work for a week.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh.
Miserable. I also got hurt. It was a nightmare.
By a taxi or a car?
Yeah. that got doored.
So you're not making, you're losing money working for people.
No health insurance, yeah. But, you know, like eventually like, I met this artist guy and I did some like grunt work for him. And when I say grunt work, I mean grunt work.
Right.
And showed him some of my movies and kind of met some other people and showed my movies to anyone who would listen, anyone who would watch. And eventually the first paid gig I got was I was hired by this guy who was an art collector. And he's like, I want you to make a movie for my husband for his 50th birthday. Mm. And I was like, great. I would love to make a movie for your husband for his 50th birthday. Like, I would take any job.
Sure.
Like bar mitzvah videos, wedding videos. And he was like, okay, here are a list of people that we're going to want you to interview for his wedding, his birthday video. And it was like, no joke, like Hillary Clinton, Mario Cuomo, President Bill Clinton.
What?
And I was like, oh my God. Living in retrospect is a really bad idea.
Sure.
I say this about everything. Like I look forward with a laser focus because to pay too much attention to the past and what could have been is just a tremendous exercise in futility.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. And instead looking forward and saying, where do I want to be? And just having all the momentum be there, I think is what's the best practices for me. I know that if given an opportunity to go back and change anything, I would change nothing because I'm incredibly happy right now.
That's great.
And I love it. And I think if it wasn't for those hardships, even really terrible things happening, I don't know that it would have added up to where I am right now. But you know, I work as hard as I can every day to always make the best decisions I can to contribute to that.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch to Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.